Good morning and welcome to the K-State Research and Extension Report, today featuring Frontier Extension District, District Director, and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome. That's good to hear. And so today you're going to be talking about back-to-school anxiety and some of the things that we can do to kind of help with that.
That's right. It's really hard to believe that it's mid-August already. And some children have already started back to school, and of course some will be starting back to school this week. And I was just reminded that this is the first year in about 20 years that we haven't had a child start school in some capacity. So kind of a bittersweet feeling. But I'm going to share some information this morning from our child development specialist at K-State, Bradford Wiles. And again, talking about the school year and anxiety that our children may be experiencing, and as parents, what we may be experiencing as well with, again, COVID, mask mandates, perhaps, social distancing, maybe that hybrid learning. So again, it's important to think about what our children are experiencing as well. And you know, in most years, it's the preschoolers and the kindergartners that are heading off to school for the very first time in a strange place. This year, of course, creates the same challenge for our first graders. And I think about our own granddaughter, who will be starting first grade this year. And again, she'll be going to school for the first time. So some of them have spent the last year learning entirely from home. So there's going to be difference when children return to school. And they already have this generalized underlying anxiety about going back to school. We all had that when we were younger. It's new, it's different, we don't, you know, really know what to expect. But then, of course, on top of that, again, is the uncertainty of what school's going to look like, who's going to be there, who's not. And this can really cause some difficulties for children to process what's going on. And so it's really an important time for parents to be diligent. And I say parents, but also other caregivers, you know, grandparents, friends, family members. Talk to their children about school and what's occurring there. So of all the times that parents need to be responsive and really invested in what their children are feeling, it's right now. It's important. So as adults, we tend to think about thoughts as opposed to our emotions. And now's the time as parents, we need to have a conversation with our children about their feelings. Appropriate anxiety is described when children may be feeling as the day of school approaches, but what we don't want to call it anxieties. So again, anxiety appropriate describes what children may be feeling as the first day of school approaches, but we don't want to call it anxieties when talking with children. So don't say you have anxiety. Instead, we want to ask, what are you afraid of? Or is there something I can do to help you understand what's going on? And again, as parents, we can feel anxious. We don't need to hide those emotions either. So it's important for us to say that as well. It's okay for parents to admit that they too feel anxiety or have certain fears in sending their children back to school. But you don't want to go overboard. And you want to talk about how you're feeling, but not so much show that anxiety. If that happens, your child notices that you're running around the kitchen reorganizing everything because you're feeling anxious, then fine, you can address that. So it's important, again, to share with your child that, you know, you're feeling kind of uneasy as well, having some of those things, thoughts and emotions, but don't go overboard with it. So it's children can learn a lot through age-appropriate conversation, and being able to tell your three-year-old that you're a little scared too is okay. It's okay to be scared, but then what do we do when we're scared? So talk through that. Take some deep breaths. Think about things that aren't scary to them. Maybe talk with, you know, a teacher or a friend. So help them, you know, learn how to handle that when they're scared. And the best response if you're scared as a parent is to say, I'm scared too. We'll get through this together. So again, you know, think through what I've talked about this morning in regards to the school year. And you'll have those conversations ongoing. It won't just be as they start school, but throughout the school year. And I would really encourage parents to be very intentional, again, about having those conversations with, you know, we're talking maybe about young children here, But again, talk about it all through those school years. You know, as children start middle school, high school, even in college, it's important to have those conversations with our children. And Tommy, before I end this morning, I just wanted to share that our 4-H Youth Development Agent position opened last Wednesday, and it'll be open until September the 8th. And I know that, you know, you've heard from Janae, as well as Jessica and Tammy, our two 4-H program assistants, regarding the 4-H Youth Development Program here in the Frontier District. But if you want more information about the position, if you're interested in that position, please certainly call me at the Ottawa office at 785-229-3520. And you can also visit our K-State Research and Extension website, and that's ksre.ksu.edu/jobs about that position. And I will try to share some more information about that position in my next radio program, but I just wanted to let our listeners know today that that position is open, and they can find where they can find information, and certainly if they have any questions, they can give me a call.
All right. Thank you, Rebecca. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Mayor DeZine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources and 4-H Youth Development Agent Abby Powell.